glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Reading from John chapter 17, verse 23. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 11th, 2013. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard that we were actually taping this on Sunday. I don't often do that, but I had the opportunity to have Michael and Rena Himmick in the studio. And so, as I mentioned yesterday, I think we talked for about 2 hours and then recorded the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, we continued to keep them in the studio. We talked for another hour. And so we're now about 5 hours into gathering. And the joke was that, oh, no problem, Mark. We have to like 8 p.m. Well, I'm looking at the clock thinking, wow, if we don't get through this program, you're going to be late for your next appointment. But thanks for joining me for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, as we're going to continue a little bit where we left off yesterday. We were sharing some of your love story, your faith story, and the special work or the unique work that God has called you to do with forming Sunday Act and very specifically bringing to our community in less than 2 weeks this citywide Christian Fellowship and Agape Fest. So before we get back into some of the love story and faith journey, for those that weren't tuned in yesterday, you can hear that program. It's archived at greatnewsradio.org. But tell us a little about what's coming up in less than 2 weeks, how people can get registered, and why they need to invite their friends and family members to this special Agape Feast.
Well, thanks, Mark. Well, Sunday, June 23rd, we're real happy that there's going to be a citywide Christian Fellowship and Agape Feast at the Illinois Eye Hotel and Conference Center. This is the first time we've done something this big. We've done over 50 of these Agape Feasts with a whole bunch of different churches here in town, at parks, at restaurants. But this is the first time we've held an event like this at the Eye Hotel, where it's going to involve three things. One, worship together from Christians from all across the Champaign-Urbana greater area. Christians from Southside, Northside, East, West, St. Joe, Mahomet, Savoy. People coming together, pastors, leaders, rank and file in the church. Folks that haven't met Jesus yet and are curious to know what this is all about. So there's that unity element to this that is just so important that you just read that verse. You know, Jesus prayed that we would be one as he and the Father are one. And sometimes Sunday morning can be a very divided time. You know, we go to our separate churches, but we come to an Agape Feast. And the very first one we did, a good friend of mine, he came to me with tears in his eyes, to Rena, and he said, "This is what heaven's going to look like. There's no division here."
And the goal is to have this unity, because there's going to be singing and worship, there's going to be some teaching, and then we're going to break bread together. And I can't believe for only $5 all this is going to take place. But because you have some underwriters, some people have been praying and have caught the vision and are helping with the cost, so the $5 really doesn't even cost the price of the meal. But this is something that you and other leaders feel compelled to bring about to help unite us all, right?
Absolutely. You know, that we wouldn't charge the $5 at all, except that really in order to get the registrations, you know, to know who's going to come and to have that commitment. Because of the iHotel, they need some advance notice. So the registration deadline for this one, normally we'd go right up to the minute, but for this one, in order to fulfill our obligations, it's going to be June 17th, so really next Monday coming up.
And is there a phone number for people to call or a website so they can get registered?
Well, the website is sundayaction.com, two words, sundayaction.com. And the phone number is 855-GOD'S-DAY. That's a toll-free number, and it's going to be 1-855-463-7329. That rings directly to my phone, so if it's not a registration, if it's just someone has questions, would I be welcome, what's going to be involved, what if I want to register my whole small group, whatever questions want to come the way, you know, we'll answer them and we'll see what we can do. If you can't make 6/23, you just have questions about how do I get together an Agape Feast at my church, we'll answer those questions too.
Now, I've already printed out my ticket. I got it right here. I'm planning on attending. I'm very excited. I know it's from 3 to 8 p.m., but it's going to include the worship time with the flaming missiles from Jesus. And what's that other group you're a part of, Rena?
It's a group called As One.
and that is members from different churches, and it's a dream that you've had for a number of years, using Christians and having kind of a Christian jazz band. Is that part of it?
That's part of it, just using our gifts that God has poured into us to bless the body and to glorify God. We're excited about it.
And that'll happen basically like 3 to 3:30, 30 minutes or so of worship time. And then the special speaker you mentioned yesterday, Aaron Roberts, tell us a little about him and the message that he'll be delivering to equip us all.
Aaron is a missionary to Pakistan. He's also been a missionary to Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan. The ministry he's a part of has brought over 100,000 people to Jesus in the last 10 years. And they've done it using methods, intensely biblical methods, that he's going to teach us that day from 3:30 to 5:30, which is really just sharing your testimony, getting comfortable with it, telling it to other people, refining it by talking to friends about your testimony. Hey, you know, can I share this with you? And somebody might point out that, well, that's the really interesting part, you know, or I have a question. And you just get comfortable sharing it in all kinds of circumstances. And the Bible says we conquer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Mm-hmm. We're not all gifted to be evangelists like Aaron, perhaps, but we are all witnesses. And Aaron's going to give us the tools so that every single one of us can walk out of there and be a witness for Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm planning on attending all 5 hours, but say somebody is like, oh, you know, I have something going on at 7 that night or at 6:30. Would you still advise or encourage them to come for as long as they can?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no rules or restrictions. If somebody wants to come for just the teaching and needs to leave before dinner, if somebody wants to come for dinner and be part of the fellowship, we are game for whatever. The only thing we do need this time, and this is a little different than normal, is we do need the registration so we know how many people are coming. So this is a registration required event.
And you can register at SundayAction.com. Just type in SundayAction.com, or you can call 1-855-GOD'S-DAY. What a great number. 1-855-GOD'S-DAY. Or if you don't want to look at your phone and figure out how do I type in God's Day, it's 463-7329. 463-7329. I hope many of you are going to call. In fact, I'd like to have all this filled up in the next few days, but realizing your schedules and you have to talk to see if you can work it out or maybe get somebody to fill in for you if you're volunteering at a vacation Bible class or something on Sunday. But it's 3 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, June 23rd at the I Hotel and Conference Center on First Street in Champaign, Illinois. I hope many of you are going to join us. Citywide Christian Fellowship and Agape Feast. Well, yesterday we were sharing some of the story of how you came to fall in love with Rena. And how could you not fall in love with Rena, the little spitfire that she is? But you had only been on a faith journey for a few short years, I guess about 5 or 6 years, that God was really transforming you. You were being discipled. There was a point you mentioned yesterday, and that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. But there was some brokenness. There were some new steps that you needed to take to follow the Lord more faithfully. And I don't know whether he revealed his grace or mercy, or you just grabbed a hold of the truth that he cared for you regardless of whatever kind of baggage you were carrying, which is true for all of us. We all fall short. We're all sinners. But we have this redemptive plan that God wants to work out in and through us. And you just kind of relinquished control and gave it over to him. So tell us a little about that, because that led you in the last few years to launch into the Sunday Action, which has also then helped create these agape feasts at various churches, various venues, and this one that's coming in 2 weeks. So tell us a little of that journey.
I am so grateful to the Lord. He is the God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances and fifth chances and infinite chances. I hold that memory cherished in my heart, because there's not a day that goes by that I don't try to remind myself how much I've been forgiven. And that's where I believe that's what gets any of us to be in that obedient position where we can do the things that we don't think we can do. I was raised in the Catholic Church. I went to Catholic school for 10 years, and I got all kinds of theology and church history in my head. But I got way too smart for my own good, Mark. By the time I was a senior in high school, my senior thesis was on how there was no God. At a Catholic high school, needless to say, that wasn't too cool. But I walked my own path. I figured I knew better. I figured I could have good without God. You can't add that O. It doesn't work. There's a slippery slope. And before you know it, I was several broken marriages away from God. I was all kinds of sins away from God. And you wake up one day and you're like, how did I get here? I had no idea that I would wind up here. This is me. I'm busted up. This is not where I wanted to be. And I had a friend that stayed with me for 13 years throughout all that. He was always the man I would turn to because his life was stable and secure and respectable, all the things that I wanted and I thought I would get following my own path, but that I wasn't. There were times, you know, I used to be his boss many, many, many years ago, and there were times I actually mocked his faith, looking back now. But he stayed with me nevertheless. He never pushed in too far, but he never failed to miss an opportunity to push in. When I was going through a busted marriage, he came to me and said, Michael, let's study the Bible. I'll drive down from Chicago. And that time I finally said yes. And as I went through the scriptures, really went through the scriptures, not theology, not church history, not ecclesiastical points of view, looking at Jesus, you know, I realized that, wow, this is not what I expected. I had read all kinds of books. My background is as a web publisher, and it's in the learning space. I used to be the managing editor of Britannica.com. So I had read history and philosophy and English literature and all these writers. And, you know, no matter how much I like a writer, you probably feel the same way. I always got to a point where I was like, oh, on this particular point, you're so wrong. This is so demonstrably false. I love you, Thoreau, but you're way off here. Shakespeare, great, but this is off the rails. But as I was reading Jesus, I was like, he's never wrong. He's never wrong. In fact, he says things that people wouldn't even possibly make up. They come to him, they try to trap him, the Sadducees, you know, there's this lady that's married seven different guys, who's she going to be married to in heaven? Well, you're wrong, because nobody's married in heaven. Your love is perfected in heaven. We're no longer subject to the same limitations. I can only love my family. All children become my children, because I love perfectly. You wouldn't make that up. You know, you need 40 virgins, that sort of thing. You know, that's not not to be married in heaven is not most of our idea of paradise. So, and probably the thing that convinced me most is Jesus dared me to follow him. He says in John that if you would but follow my teaching, you will know whether it comes from me or whether it comes from something I made up, whether it comes from the Lord or something I made up. I said, wow, he's like Robert Conrad in that old radio commercial with the battery on his shoulder saying, I dare you to knock it off. Jesus is daring me to follow him. And I said, I've got to give myself to him. But it's a process. You know, I didn't magically become an obedient Christian, and I'm still not. But I'm learning more and more how to submit more and more to him over the years. And Sunday Action came out of that.
That reminds me of that verse, and I've shared it with you over the last 5 or 6 hours, that James 4:8, that draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And I've used that with many people, you know, in a sense, challenge God, draw near to him, ask him to reveal himself. He's big enough to take on your anger, to take on your questioning mind, or to take on your unbelief. I said, draw near to him, entertain the idea that he exists, just entertain the idea that he might care for you and see what happens. And oftentimes those people will come back to me and say, Mark, you'll never believe it, but I'm starting to sense that there is a God out there that loves me. And if you're a listener and you're maybe struggling through some background baggage or some unbelief, or you've been betrayed by people that follow the Lord Jesus, or you have some hang-ups or baggage that you can't get over, or you don't feel that God can forgive you. And as Michael has shared, and I could certainly share and testify, we all fall short of the mark. Yes. We all don't deserve the love of God, and yet he is a loving God, and he'll pursue us. And as we turn to him, he'll face us and carry us. And when we get to know the character of God, and I think you're also doing some future studies on getting to know the character of God and getting to know Jesus, that's really going to help people in that redemptive plan. Because when we know his character, when we know who he is, then we can recognize that he does care for us because of his character, not because we can earn it, but who he is. So that's been a journey you've been on, just getting to know the character of Jesus, huh?
Oh, yeah. Rena and I are in the process of developing a character study of Jesus. using a book that was published in 1908 that my spiritual mentor gave to me called The Character of Jesus by this amazing pastor named Charles Edward Jefferson. Book's out of print now, but it deserves to have a new life. And we've been testing that Bible study and going through stuff, and it's just such a wonderful way to get to know him.
Hmm.
You know, one of the things that we all struggle with, especially in America, because we have so much. We're a wealthy culture. We have so many distractions that keep us away from God, even when we don't want to be away from God. And so we all struggle with that obedience. And the Bible says in John 14 that Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll obey what I command." And that's a threatening verse. You know, when I read that the first time, I was like, that sounds like a threat. And it may be. But I think as I got to know Jesus, I also saw other meanings in it. And it's also a way to diagnose where we are. It says that if I've got portions of my life that I still am disobedient in, that I'm having trouble following Jesus in and what he's asking of me, and what he's asking of me in my marriage as a husband or as a father, then my love for him is insufficient.
Mm.
And the solution is to come afresh to his character and to fall at his feet and to appreciate him for who he is as a God and who he was as a man.
Mm.
And I'll have that purifying sort of consciousness of adoration as I get to know him more.
Mm.
And the obedience follows from that, because we can't help, if we study him, we can't help but say, "Master, what do you want? What can I do?" And so we've tested this character study a little bit, and we're going to be real excited to be launching that at some future Agape feasts and in some future venues. And just we just hope and pray that it changes people as much as it's changed us, because there's nothing more exciting than studying Jesus as a man, as who he was here, as our model. You know, sometimes I think all of us get kind of caught up in the ecclesiastical stuff, the doctrine, the theology. But Jesus said, "I am the door. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said it's all about him.
Hmm.
It's not about a system of belief. It's all about him.
Hmm. So, Rena, I think you married a keeper.
I'm going to keep him.
You know, I'll be honest, Rena, I knew, because I've known you for many years and know some of your background, and knew that if I got you both in the studio, it would be easy to have 2 days worth of broadcast. But I thought that you would be the one sharing a lot and telling stories. And here Michael and I are kind of like talking away. And it's like, wow,
That's okay.
So I know we have, you know, we have about 6 or 7 more minutes, and your life story, you've been following the Lord Jesus for many years, and
yeah.
Even through the loss of your beloved Michael, and
yeah.
Who was beloved by many of us,
mm-hmm.
All that really knew him, he was just a man of God who had a real heart for music and for sharing the good news message of
mm-hmm.
Jesus. And yet, being widowed, I think, about 11 years before
mm-hmm.
you met this Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a time where you and I were talking, where God was just molding and revealing
yes.
new truths, and had kind of a captive audience, and
mm-hmm.
was working in your life. And you had kind of surrendered to him. And yet you still had hope that if someday God would raise up somebody, you would entertain the idea, if you knew it was from him, that
oh, yeah.
you would move forward. So tell us a little of that love story and where the Lord has you now.
Well, about, let's see, 2000 and when did you get saved? 2007. About 2007, I was in my kitchen and just kind of doing dishes. And the thought came to my mind, you know, Lord, it would be nice if I had someone to share my life with. And at that time, I really felt the Lord say to me, "I have someone for you, but I have to finish the work." And I had no idea what that meant.
It's like, that's back in 2007.
That's right. And that's the time Michael came to faith. That's when he came to know the Lord. And I, you know, I was kind of floored by that. And it's like, wow, you got somebody for me, but you have to finish the work. What does that mean? But I didn't question the Lord. It's like, okay, if God's got to finish the work, and maybe he's got to finish the work in me, or him, or whatever. But I just kept pressing into the Lord, and in my time with him every morning, I have this thing that I have to see his face before I see anybody mm-hmm. else's face. And I just felt like the Lord was beginning to reveal things about this person that he had for me. And all of those things that God spoke to me over this 6-year period between when he got saved and when he actually brought him, all of those things were fulfilled and came to pass. And I'm like, whoa, Lord,
now,
you
wait,
are.
I'm going to stop you here. And just in case somebody's tuned in and they're like, God's revealing something to you, but the fruition wasn't for 5 to 6 years.
Yes.
So just as a way of an encouragement that sometimes God might be working something out, but it's not going to be maybe an instant answer the next day. Though the answer may be coming right there and then, it might take 5 or 6 years.
That's exactly right. And I think it's you know, how can God teach us the fruits of the Spirit, one of them being patience, if he doesn't give us a situation where we have to be patient? So
that's why you never pray, Lord, teach me to be patient, because then he's going to give you a situation.
You, yeah.
I had a friend once who was praying that. I said, don't ever pray that. You're going to have the worst time for the next so many months.
That's exactly right. But, over the course of time, I've had, after Michael and I got married, and I had talked to some sisters that have been waiting on the Lord for, you know, life situations, and they said, you know, I was an inspiration to them because I waited on God's time, and God brought the man of God that I told the Lord, you know, if you have somebody for me, he's a man of God, and certainly he is.
Well, I'm excited that you and the Flaming Missiles of Jesus
Woo-hoo!
Are going to be a part of this citywide Christian fellowship and agape feast. It's happening Sunday, June 23rd, between the hours of 3 to 8 p.m. That includes a great meal at the iHotel Conference Center in Champaign. But it's very important that you register as soon as possible, and you can do that by going to a special website, sundayaction.com, sundayaction.com. If you want Michael to come and speak or share or answer any questions, like would your small group feel comfortable or would your unchurched neighbor feel right at home with this group of believers? I think so, and we mentioned it on yesterday's broadcast. So yesterday and today's broadcast is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org under the archive programs link. But you can call Michael directly at 1-855-GOD'S-DAY. And that's 1-855-463-7329. Well, thank you. I'm so glad to get to know you these past 6 or 7 hours. How many hours are we on? You know, I might have to have you use the guest room, or we'll just continue this, get another day's broadcast, and have you on Wednesday. Well, it's great connecting, and I'm looking forward to hearing your new group,
As one.
Mm-hmm. Along with the Flaming Missiles for Jesus, as this special conference, 3 to 8 p.m. at the iHotel and Conference Center. Come on, Great News Radio listeners. Call the special number if you need more information, 855-463-7329, or register right away online at sundayaction.com. I'm all registered. I'm planning on being there all day. It's 2 weeks away, and I hope you'll join us. Well, thanks for being in the studio, guys, and we're going to have to have you back as we learn more about God treks and other things that God's doing in the days ahead.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.